Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
It's Timothy O'Leary, General Director of Washington National Opera.
And it's great to talk with you again. We're talking because the Washington National Opera presents Come Home, a Celebration of Return at the Kennedy Center this Saturday through November 14th. So it's sort of all in the title. It says it all, but, you know, explain how this is, you know, how exciting it is to finally be back in the halls of the Kennedy Center.
Jason, thanks so much. This is the return of live staged opera at the Kennedy Center Opera House by the Washington National Opera after these 19 months in which we haven't been able to perform in our usual home, the Opera House. So we're bringing out the Washington National Opera chorus and orchestra and major stars from around the world. And we're just really offering the audience the chance to be together again and celebrate this art form with the greatest hits of opera that will all be staged in a concert, one after another, with video projections. So it's going to be beautiful, fun, and a big celebration.
Oh, yeah. And before we dive into the more into the program, because it sounds awesome, remind our listeners what all you did during those 19 months, you know, that hiatus that you mentioned. I know you did some stuff, you know, opera, you know, tell them about opera in the outfield and any virtual stuff you did.
Yeah, of course. Well, like I said, we couldn't perform in our usual home, but we performed anywhere we possibly could. Our artists were incredibly innovative. So, yeah, we actually opened this season with a gathering of 5,000 people at Nats Park for Opera in the Outfield, where we, you know, showed a filmed opera on the Jumbotron. And throughout the months of this challenging period, we've been performing on, you know, virtual means, but also even low tech, like the pop-up opera truck, which was literally a moving van with a stage that pops out that went to every ward of the district and offered, you know, beautiful live performances in parks, parking lots, you know, hospital courtyards, schools, nursing homes, anywhere we could bring something beautiful and joyful to our community during this time.
Great. Well, we're glad you're able to do all that. And the opera in the outfield is always something cool. But like you said, there's nothing like being back in the actual opera house at the Kennedy Center for the National Opera. Yeah. So let's talk. Tell me a little bit about the program. I know, you know, what sort of musical pieces are we going to hear?
Well, we have two objectives for this program. One is to celebrate opera and its artists and, you know, its relationship to audiences and community. And the other is to celebrate our great friend, the Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We lost her during this period of the pandemic shutdowns. We offered a virtual performance at the time, but this is our chance to do something live on stage to honor her and her legacy and do it through the music that she loved most in the world. So we have a program that has all the greatest opera composers from Verdi to Wagner, Rossini, Donizetti, Strauss, including, you know, there was a famous moment when Ruth Bader Ginsburg actually performed on our stage in a speaking role in the Donizetti opera, The Daughter of the Regiment. It brought down the house. She was hilariously funny. And that opera starred one of the great tenors of the world, Lawrence Brownlee, in, you know, probably the most joyful musical number in all of opera. It's the tenor aria, famous for its 9 high C's in a row. And so we'll have Lawrence Brownlee as part of this program. He's going to sing the aria with the 9 high C's. And we'll do that in the part of the program that honors the great RBG. And we'll show a bit of a film that describes her love for this art form and shows the highlights of her appearances on our stage.
Yeah. Speak a little more to that, why, you know, she was one of the Washington National Opera's biggest fans, greatest champions, yeah. You know, any more on why she loved you guys so much?
Well, you know, she was a person who understood the power of a story. She understood the power of our national story. She loved opera as a storytelling mechanism. She fell in love with it as a child, and in her whole, you know, career in Washington, she really never missed an opening night at the Washington National Opera. She loved our young artists, our apprentice singers who are singers in their 20s, who are like the stars of tomorrow. She never missed one of their performances. She would invite them to the Supreme Court to perform for the justices, which was, can you imagine being an opera singer in your 20s? And one of the most beloved people in the world is a fan of you and is inviting you for such a special performance opportunity. She was really a member of our Washington National Opera family. We adored her. And you know, part of what I love is that in her own life, opera played this incredible role of connection, because famously, she was very good friends with Justice Antonin Scalia. They were political opposites, but close friends, in part because they both loved opera so much. And in fact, they performed together on our stage as extras in an opera, and they would attend performances all the time. So part of what we're celebrating with this return to the stage is the role that these kinds of live performances play in our civic life. It's just about being moved in the same place at the same time with people.
Perfectly said. Cool. Well, why don't you run down some of the you know, acclaimed stars, yeah, voices that are going to be participating in this.
Jason, I'm glad you asked, because we have the Washington National Opera debut of one of the major star sopranos of the world. Her name is Priti Yende. She hails from South Africa, but she has taken the world by storm everywhere, from the Metropolitan Opera to all the major opera houses of Europe and around the world. So she's making her debut with us. I mentioned Lawrence Brownlee, tenor, one of the most acclaimed tenors of our time. He's a mainstay at the Washington National Opera. He returns. Isabel Leonard, mezzo soprano star, she's returning to us. And then we have a whole cast of debuts and returns, including one that's very special to us, a soprano named Alexandria Shiner. I mentioned our K-Fritz Young artists, the apprentice singers who are the stars of tomorrow. She just graduated from our program. She is making her splash on the world stage as we speak, and she's joining those major stars as a, you know, an alum of the Washington National Opera Young Artist Program. And this whole program is just going to bring down the house with highlights from Carmen, everyone's favorite opera, you know, Verdi's La Traviata, The Daughter of the Regiment with the Nine High Seas, Beethoven's Fidelio. And I'll tell you, we even have the final chorus from Rossini's opera, William Tell. That's the piece that's best known because its overture is the theme from The Lone Ranger. But its finale is one of the most beautiful things ever written for big forces, all those principal singers plus the chorus and orchestra. And the finale is all about the dawn of a new era of freedom. And as we celebrate this opportunity to come back together and be together live in person, that's the theme that we want to leave the audience with. And by the way, since we're celebrating, we're going to invite the whole audience for all four performances to join us for a champagne toast on the River Terrace of the Kennedy Center right after the performance.
Awesome. Well, that's going to be fun. A little bubbly after the welcome back show. Cool. Well, you mentioned it's four performances: Saturday, November 6th, Monday, November 8th, Wednesday, November 10th, and Sunday, November 14th. How long is each show? Is there an intermission, or what's the deal with that?
Yeah, thank you. There's two halves with an intermission in between, and each half is about an hour. So we figure, you know, when everyone's coming back in these times, shorter is better. So we pack lots of punch into each half with just, you know, 1 hour program with a 20-minute intermission in between.
Very cool. And then in terms of like the COVID protocol thing, I assume Kennedy Center indoors is still the vaccine, you know, proof of vaccine. And do you have to wear a mask?
Yeah, you know, thank you. Everyone's safety is, of course, our top priority. So yeah, all of the singers and musicians and all of that are vaccinated and tested so that we know all of that. And yeah, the audience is required to either show proof of vaccine or a negative test before the performance to be entered. And then, yes, masks in the theater, which helps keep everybody safe. And I don't know about you, I've gotten quite used to it, wearing my mask in these mass indoor gatherings. And it gives you that peace of mind. You know, everyone's got the vaccine and the masks. It really helps us make sure we feel comfortable while we enjoy the opportunity to gather.
Yeah, it's a small price to pay to be able to get back and enjoy live music together. Maybe you can slide the mask aside, drink some champagne out on the outside.
You can definitely take the mask off to sip the champagne afterwards. We're going to do that outdoors so that everyone's, you know, comfortable. By the way, I forgot to tell you about one of the highlights musically, which is something that means a lot to opera people. There's this famous chorus from a Verdi opera. The opera is called Nabucco, and the chorus is called Va Pensiero. It's one of the most famous pieces of chorus music ever written. It's like the second Italian national anthem. Whenever this chorus is done in Italy, the audience goes crazy and tears up their programs and throws them as confetti, because it's a piece that Verdi wrote about. It's literally about the Hebrew slaves in exile, but it's really about anybody who is missing their home and wishes to be able to be reunited with their home and loved ones. It's one of the most beautiful pieces of music ever written. And we thought for the come home celebration of return, we were going to give our chorus the chance to sing that. So if you come, maybe, you know, it'll get the usual standing ovation. You can tear up your program and throw it as confetti.
Well, that'll be fun. All right, cool. Well, thanks so much for joining us again. It's always great talking with you, Tim. Again, it's the Washington National Opera is back at the Kennedy Center Opera House for Come Home, a Celebration of Return, and also, you know, that musical tribute to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's November 6th through the 14th, so head to the Kennedy Center website and get your tickets now. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Jason, thank you. Take care.
Appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.